T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've learned of the death of former local AP reporter Terry Anderson, who was abducted in Lebanon and held captive for years. He died over the weekend at the age of 76. WBEN's Tim Wenger joining us live this morning on the Trocare College Lifeline. Tim, this was a major national story and local story at the time. Help us remember.
Yeah, it sure was, Susan. You know, we grew up, with this hostage situation. I remember Nightline, the ABC television broadcast, was born in 1979 of the hostage crisis and evolved into the show Nightline. And it was in 1985 when Terry Anderson was violently taken captive in Beirut, Lebanon, and held for 7 years. Anderson moved to Batavia during his school years, and lived there with his family, his sister Peggy Say, who became very well known in her plight to gain the release of Terry Anderson for 6 years during his captivity. So was followed very remarkably by the local community and certainly in Batavia.
Now, this was a major story, captured in 1985 and held captive for many years. But, I mean, we know in all stories, this goes on for, you know, a year, 2 years, three, four, more. I mean, it kind of falls out of the headlines. How was it kept going here in Western New York?
One name, Peggy Say, Brian, Peggy Say. She was unbelievable. She would periodically, as anyone that was following news at the time will remember, periodically having news conferences, briefings. She was traveling to Washington. She traveled overseas, I believe, on occasion. But she just continually kept the candle going for her brother. Numerous visits to the White House, to Capitol Hill, to lobby for the negotiation for his release. And then that finally came in 1991, and Peggy Say traveled from Batavia to Wiesbaden, Germany, which certainly helped mobilize the local media contingent, which I was a part of, to travel overseas to see that emotional release. It was amazing.
She was a one-person lobbying machine. But you flew to Germany when he was released. What was that like?
It was pretty remarkable. We were on the Wiesbaden a base for the United States military, a very well-secured area. That's where he was released to. He appeared, as I recall, on this balcony. It's almost, reminiscent of any kind of European-type appearance by a dignitary. Terry Anderson came out on this balcony in a brief photo opportunity, and that was our first glimpse of him following his release. And we were screaming questions. I remember I screamed up to him, "What about your sister Peggy Say?" And he just responded, "I love her." It was just a very emotional scene, international press corps, national press corps, and then certainly a large contingent from the Buffalo region was there. Then he did have a news conference following, a formal news conference, which was, carried by networks, certainly carried by WBEN, carried worldwide, captivity for over 7 years. And anytime any of us see these videos or movie portrayals of hostage situations, I think of Terry Anderson, because 7 years, all we know is that he was held in violent captivity. He was one of the targets of his Hezbollah captors. He was beaten and tortured on multiple occasions. So it's remarkable that he came out alive. And then interestingly and sadly, his life since captivity, right up now until his passing, was, storied in itself, declared bankruptcy, had difficulty with his personal relationships, and suffered all sorts of different psychological issues. As you can imagine, 7 years of captivity that I just characterized would do.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, thanks for joining us and helping us remember that time. Terry Anderson, fortunately, passed away at the age of 76. You might remember him, that AP reporter from Batavia, from here in Western New York, abducted in Lebanon, held captive from 1985 until his release in 91.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.